Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Okay, so what does it sound like when you ambush one of your coworkers about their bad habits? That happened to Curtis back in January. Sorry, Curtis, I still feel bad about this. So group therapy is all about today, friends. So Curtis had mentioned to us back in 2019, he was like, yeah, I think I want to quit smoking. So we decided, instead of asking his permission to help him with that, we would just ambush him one day in studios. And this is what Curtis's ambush sounded like. Okay, Curtis, we're about to ambush you.
Oh, gosh.
We want to help you with one addiction that you struggle with.
It's what? Time to quit smoking. Okay. So, Curtis, want you to meet
Are you
a
serious?
Friend of mine.
Did you seriously do this?
This is a friend of mine that I've known for a long time. His name is Sean Wheeler. Sean, meet Curtis.
How you doing, Curtis? Nice to meet you.
Good, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Sean is a hypnotist and helped me quit smoking what, over 10 years ago?
Almost exactly 10 years ago.
10 years ago, and it worked. So we wanted to introduce you guys today because we love you, and you've got to kick the habit. Are you so mad at me right now?
Are you so mad at us?
I'm not saying a word right now. I'm just going to smile from ear to ear.
You know, the look on your face almost looks like the look on Jen's face when they brought me in 10 years ago to hypnotize her.
So would you be open to hypnosis?
Yes.
Oh, that's all we needed right there was for you to say yes.
Okay.
Curtis, what does it feel like hearing that moment back again?
You know, I welcome it, and I'm looking forward to having it done because I've wanted to quit. I really have.
Let's listen in to Sean Wheeler explaining exactly how it works.
Well, number one, before I even hypnotize somebody, I talk to them for, like, as Jen can remember, for like an hour and a half. You know, the session lasts like 2 hours, and it's because I have to teach you how to quit. And it's not just putting you into a trance and telling you that cigarettes taste bad. It's really about changing your entire perspective about it. So my goal is actually, before I hypnotize my clients these days, it's like I want them 100% sure they can do it before I hypnotize them. And that's just from sharing stories, perspectives, because, you know, if you really think about it the right way, you don't even want to do it. See, most smokers think of it like, I want to quit, or I want to smoke, but I shouldn't, or I want to smoke, but I can't. You know, and the reality is, you could, but you really don't want to. And once you get that through your brain, then it's not a battle or a war anymore. Then you're just like, take it or leave it.
And Curtis explained to us during the ambush about his biggest fears.
One of my biggest fears is if I quit smoking, then I'm going to start eating to kind of like absorb the habit of smoking. So that is one of my fears.
Well, number one, you have to recognize what the point is of smoking in the first place. Most smokers that I talk to are quitting or are smoking for relaxation or relief, right? So if you take away the habit and you don't have a way to relax without it, then you'll turn to food or you'll turn to something else. But what I teach you how to do is to relax without it.
You talked about how you come in for a session. Is it a one-time thing, or sometimes you can come back for a refresh, or does this take a couple of weeks?
The vast majority of my clients will quit after that first session. I also recommend for most people a one-hour follow-up a couple weeks later. Seriously, 95% or more, a session or two is good.
Really?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Final part of the ambush to bring you back to January with us in studio when we told Curtis it was time. We asked him, Curtis, are you ready to quit? How are you feeling right now?
I'm a little nervous right now. But like I said, I'm willing to do this. I'm completely open for it. And I think the biggest part of it is it's habit. We're so used to having that device in our hand that once we're without it, it just seems like something's not right. And I think that's going to be my fear with cigarettes.
Well, yeah. So that's one of the things that's the biggest concern for people is that they're so used to doing it. I mean, I have clients who smoke 3 packs a day.
Wow.
I mean, 60 cigarettes a day. This guy was 64 years old that I saw years ago and had been smoking since he was 14. 3 packs a day when I saw him, hypnotized him, came back 2 weeks later, had not had any withdrawal, had zero cravings.
Really?
Which actually shocked me. Because I had not seen a response that was that, you know, direct and immediate previous to that. Mm-hmm. And so the fear that it's going to be so horrible is often what prevents people from doing it in the first place. And hypnosis makes it much more comfortable.
Okay. So, Curtis, revisiting the ambush, why are we talking about it today?
The reason why we're talking about it today, because I have an appointment with Sean today at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited for you. I'm really excited. My hope is that today, after your hypnosis appointment, you never pick up another cigarette ever again in your life. So 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. How'd you quit that bad habit? Tell us about your story and we will share it with everybody. Coming up next on Group Therapy as we continue with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
How did you kick that bad habit? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. If you have any advice for Curtis, we just shared with everybody the audio of him getting ambushed by the rest of the show. We brought in our hypnotherapist friend, Sean Wheeler, to help Curtis quit smoking. That was back in January. And today is the day that he is going to get hypnotized. So, Marco, I want to toss over to you for any advice that you have for Curtis or what you think about all this.
I'm proud of you, first of all, for doing this because this is a big step. I know it's something you've been struggling with for your entire life. But for me, when you think about therapy, you get this sense of calm and you get this relaxing. You see, you get kind of this zen-like moment. And we're going to help fix you, Curtis. We're going to take you to your happy place, and we're going to make sure that your life is lived well and sustained. But to be honest, Curtis, I'm a little worried about somebody getting inside my head, and that feels a little bit...
Oh, dear gosh.
Because, Curtis, what happens if your therapist has had a bad night before your session and he makes it so that, like, when somebody coughs, you end up taking your pants off? Like, I don't want to know what happens when he gets inside your head. I'm just saying.
That's not how it works. That is not. Saying. No, it is very, very relaxing, and it does... It is a relaxing experience, but it's not like he's going to make you into a puppet. Right, Janine? Producer Janine has gone through hypnosis before. Can you explain what you went for and what your experience was like?
Yeah, I went for my compulsive, like, hair pulling and skin picking. We've talked about it on the show a bit, but it takes over. It's very hard to quit. And I went, and it's not voodoo magic, Mark. They're not going to turn you into a remote control, but it's really interesting because it really does dive deep into, like, why you feel like you're doing these things and where these impulses come from. So my biggest piece of advice is to be super open with, like, thinking about your past or your triggers or whatever. Because the more you let yourself kind of go down those routes, the more it's going to work. Because all he's doing is, like, guiding the horse to the trough, right? Like, you have to be willing to, like... think about those things.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. If you've got any advice for Curtis and some encouragement coming in for you, 678 says, you got this, Curtis.
Aww.
And this person says, it's a mental battle. All right, so we have a call. Producer Janine says this is April from Lawrenceville. Hey, April.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to Group Therapy this morning. Curtis is about to go get hypnotized to quit smoking today. Any guidance for him?
Yeah, Curtis, you cannot do this. This is dark magic, and this is the devil playing mind tricks on you. I'm not kidding. My cousin was put under to help him lose weight, and right after his session, he started chewing his fingernails. They literally got down to the nub, and they were bloody. He did not lose weight. This was not a problem before he made that appointment. So, Curtis, you do not want this voodoo in your life, okay? You do not want this.
Oh, voodoo.
Yeah.
You can't do it, Curtis.
Wow.
Curtis, we've seen Get Out. We know it's what happens when you do that spoon around the teacup.
Now, see? That's why black folks don't drink tea no more.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, I think, April, for the call. All right, friends, if you've got any guidance for Curtis on how to quit that bad habit, 51539.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.